Tantor Audio presents A Wolf Called Romeo by Nick Jans, narrated by Tom Perkins. For the animal shall not be measured by man. In a world older and more complete than ours, they move finished and complete, gifted with the extension of the senses we have lost or never attained, living by voices we shall never hear. They are not brethren. They are not underlings. They are other nations caught with ourselves in the net of life and time. Henry Beston, The Outermost House. Prologue. Are you sure about this? My wife, Sherry, breathed. She glanced over her shoulder toward the comforting glow of our house on the lake shore, then gazed ahead where a black wolf stood on the ice in the gathering twilight. Bundled against the southeast Alaska cold, we'd taken along just one of our three dogs, our female yellow lab, Dakota, who'd always been perfectly mannered and under voice control around wildlife, from bears to porcupines. Despite some understandable jitters, Sherry was so thrilled she was about to jump out of her skin. After all these years of trying and not seeing, there it was, her first wolf. Perfect, I thought, and easier than it ever should be. But as we walked farther out on the ice, things changed. The wolf, instead of watching from the tree line as he had several times with me, angled toward us at a trot.